When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Inagata Davida, everybody, and welcome to the short stuff. It's Josh and Chuck, and there's Jerry over there, somewhere out there in the ether, right?
I hope so.
And this is... This is Stuff You Should Know, short stuff. We should probably stop horsing around.
Yeah, so I don't know why you said Inagata Davida. I'm assuming, is that Swedish?
No, I think it's pig Latin or gibberish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the Garden of Eden, but for some reason he said Inagata Davida.
Why did you say it for this show?
No, it's just for fun. It's, it's a pleasant thing to hear, don't you think?
I thought it was an Easter egg.
No. No, and now it's just totally ruined.
Well, we are talking about a pretty interesting thing that you teased out on an episode we did recently, and one that is from an episode, well, this is not from an episode, but there's also a 99% Invisible episode about this.
Yep, there is.
So if you want to hear a better version, just tune into that one.
Right. Roman has this beat in just about every way, but we'll try our best, right?
Agreed.
So what we're talking about today is called Dagen H, and Dagen H is Swedish for our day or right day. H, the H stands for Huger, which is the Swedish word for right. And what the whole thing was really talking about was something called, Huger Trafikom Lagningen.
Nice.
I don't know if nice is the right word, but sure, thank you. And what that means is the right-hand traffic diversion. And ultimately, what all of this, all of these words and umlauts all piled together mean is that this is the day, Dagen H, September 3rd, 1967, when Sweden said, we're no longer driving on the left hand of the road like we have been since 1734. We're all of a sudden, on one day, going to switch over to the right-hand side.
That's right. And I think, did you mention when they, how long they had been driving on the other side?
Yeah, since 1734.
It's a long time. Yeah. So what you're having to do is, there's a couple of factors here. You've got to teach people how to do this, literally. So they put together a pamphlet that literally told you how to do it. And then you got to, it's an infrastructure project, supposedly the largest driving-related infrastructure project ever undertaken by any country.
Oh, really? No, it was definitely Sweden's largest infrastructure project to that day. It was the largest for any country as far as traffic's related?
Largest traffic-related infrastructure, yes, what I just said, project.
Right, okay. I just couldn't believe my ears, Chuck. But yeah, there's the infrastructure section of it, and then there's the public information campaign. And it was a lot more than just like a pamphlet. Pamphlets were step like one dot, you know, oh, we'll go with, indicating that there's plenty other steps. How about that? And one, some of the other things they did was TV ads, radio ads, newspaper ads. They came up with a logo for Dagen H that was everywhere. They had a song contest to pick a theme song for Dagen H, and they came up with a good one.
I'm sure you listened to it.
Yeah, it was good of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was called, well, the American translation is Keep to the Right, Svensson.
I love the Swedes.
And it was by the Telestars, and it was, like you said, selected by a vote. It actually reached number 5 on their charts, whatever the Swedish charts are. And there was also a weird little sly side meaning, because apparently keeping it to the right means to be faithful to your significant other as opposed to cheating on some, which is going left.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Wow, Chuck, that's a deep cut right there.
It's fairly deep.
So the name of the song in Swedish is Håll dig till höger, Svensson. And I listened to it enough that I could have sung it, but enough time has elapsed since I've heard it. It's already gone. Can you sing it?
That would have been great. No.
Do you think we've talked about it enough to play it at any point, or do we have to just tell people to go look it up on YouTube?
No, I mean, could we play like a version where we won't get sued?
I don't know. We'll find out in the edit. How about that?
All right, well, let's play a little part right now.
Here is Hall Dig Till Hugger, Svensson, by the Telestars.
Hall Dig Till Hugger, Svensson. Hall Dig Till Hugger, Anna Slutade.
It's just
not bad.
About as catchy as it gets. I'm surprised it only rose to number 5 on the Hit Parade.
Yeah. Here's the thing with H-Day, though. You know, every municipality had to deal with their own issues. They had to change. I mean, when you think about it, it's not just about educating the public.
Mm-hmm.
That pamphlet I mentioned, I want to make it clear, that was not just like, hey, here's what we're doing. It is, here is how to drive on the other side of the road.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And then you've got street signs, mm-hmm. you've got bus stops, mm-hmm. you got traffic lights, you got bicycle lanes, you got one-way streets, you got buses that have doors on one side of the vehicle that now need doors on the other side.
Right.
It was huge.
Yeah, one of the other things, too, was the Swedes didn't even want to do this. There was
not at all.
There was a referendum that had been held 10 years before when they started thinking about doing this, and like 83% of Swedish voters said no.
Yeah.
They did not want to start driving on the right-hand side of the road. And the government said, well, we're doing it anyway. And the reason why they wanted to do this in the first place was because Sweden was kind of lagging behind the rest of Europe, which had started to increasingly, or the rest of the world, I should say, which has started to increasingly drive on the right-hand side of the road. And so that was one thing. Sweden didn't want to look backwards or anything like that. But then the other thing is that the government was like, this may cause fewer fatalities because while we drive on the left side of the road, we're buying cars, including Volvos, that are designed to be driven on the right-hand side of the road. So you're driving on the left-hand side of the road on the left side of your car, which means you're just kind of looking down into this little ditch next to you with oncoming traffic, which seems reasonable that they thought this was a dangerous situation.
Yeah, you know, I never really considered that because I didn't wonder what the big deal was. My only experience, I think I've said before, was when we were on the Australian tour, I drove opposite side and right-hand side steering wheel-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think about it, I guess it would be a little weird to be opposite side with the regular setup.
Right. Yeah, it would be a little weird. Like, you'd be really far removed from kind of where you need to be paying the most attention, I think, is the thing. And they ultimately did show a decline in traffic accidents and fatalities because of Dog and H, but they think it was because people were just paying more attention, getting used to driving on the right-hand side, because within 2 years, it went back up to about normal.
Yeah, I think people are a little extra cautious, which is great.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though. When you do something like this, it's not like little by little over the course of a month you can start changing street signs because that would be chaos.
Right.
So the night before and the day before, they had to shut down basically almost all traffic. You had to have special permissions to have a car on the road at all.
Right.
And they had to change 360,000 street signs in less than 24 hours.
Were they successful? We'll let you know right after this message break. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. Okay, Chuck, I can't stand the tension any longer. Were they successful in changing 360,000 street signs all across Sweden in one single night?
Well, I want to say for sure, my gut says they may have missed one or two.
Okay.
But overall, they were very successful. At 4:50 in the a.m. on September 3rd, 1967, mm-hmm. bunch of people came out to watch. There were cars on the road, and they said, "Stop, go to the other side," and directed people to the other side and said, "All right, have a blast, everybody."
Yeah, there was like a countdown on the radio, and then there was the announcement after they reached one that Sweden now drives on the right-hand side of the road and everybody can start driving. And I'm sure they were like wobbling and weaving and kind of like little kids on a bike with training wheels, or after having the training wheels taken off, I should say. I'll bet it was adorable to see. But there were... The next day, that was a Sunday at like 5 a.m. when they started. And the next business day, Monday, there were no fatalities. Nobody died. And there were like 157 car wrecks, which is slightly lower than a normal Monday in Sweden.
Yeah, and it was not cheap either. Obviously, this is going to cost a ton of money. At the time, it cost 628 million kroner. Mm-hmm. Which was
just astronomical.
Yeah, it's about $316 million American dollars today, but about 5% more than the government's estimated budget, which is not a bad overrun.
No, not at all. And if you read some of the articles on it, we used, in addition to a couple others, this one BBC article about it that was super interesting. They pointed out, some of the people who were there and took part in this pointed out, like, dude, that was ridiculously cheap, even for the time, for the massive scale of this. Not just the infrastructure again, but also all of the public information campaign too. They did it for cheap, and they did it really quickly.
Yeah, it was quite a project. My hat is off to them. Mm-hmm. For doing it, by all accounts, like pretty successfully.
Yeah, they did it, and they said that's great. But then, like I said, traffic fatalities went back up. After a couple of years when people got used to it. And so Sweden undertook a project starting in 1997 that said, we don't want any traffic fatalities, no matter what side of the road we drive on, in our country. So they came up with a program called Vision Zero. And they've just been slowly but surely trying to whittle down the number of traffic fatalities. And in 2016, it was down to 270. 270. That's
awesome.
That's a minuscule amount for a country the size of Sweden for an entire year. So who knows if they'll ever get to zero, but hats off to them for trying to do that.
Yeah, and for digging up Telestar to cut the hit song Vision Zero.
Right. They literally had to dig one of the members up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got nothing else except to recommend the 99% Invisible episode, because they do their show a little differently. So they got some cool interviews with mm-hmm. people that were there at the time. And it's always, you know, a little more dressed up than our show.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean way more dressed up.
Agreed. They do it very well over there. So that's it for Short Stuff. Go head on over to 99% Invisible, and we will see you next time. Adios.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.